Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, good morning all. And in the words of Tiger Woods,
good morning. And thank you for joining me.
And thank you to the umpires last night for messing it up in the Phillies game, because they messed it up to the Phil's advantage. Look, we'll go inside this segment, some of the quarterbacks in the NFL and as they relate to Jalen Hurts. Who's better, one or the other? We'll look at some notable names in pro football and size them up. But there's also a Phillies win last night. Now, as part of a series of wins, I mean, they just win an awful lot, which leads to today's Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, you can spring into a new Armin Chevrolet, available 1.9% financing on new Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, do you think the Phils this year will break their franchise record of 102 regular season wins? They certainly have a good chance. James, what are they trending toward right now? Is it like a 110?
Like 112, 113
Holy
range? Yeah.
Mackerel.
Yeah. It's legit.
I mean, they probably won't finish with that, but they got a great chance to be above 102.
Yeah, I mean, it's real.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so do you think they break the franchise record, yes or no? So last night helps as they get a W when kind of looked like they weren't going to get a W. So you just heard in the update, Rhea with the Bryson Stott home run in the ninth inning. So that makes it a one-run game. Now, incredibly, the homer wasn't like the highlight, because the highlight was the absolute absurdity of a Whit Merrifield, what should have been strike two, check swing, but not checked enough. Like, bat went over the plate.
Right, Joe. That was not checked at all.
That was not checked. That was unchecked. I don't know
like
what the term is. Check swing, does that only mean when it's a ball? Or is check swing strike? I don't know. I don't know what the ruling is. But here's what I do know.
I think it's always a check swing.
I think so.
Yeah.
So. Ball or strike, right, James? I agree with you. But the bottom line is it should have been called a strike and strike two. Instead, it was called ball four, and this helped the Phillies continue to rally, which ultimately resulted in the Phillies tying the game up in the ninth. Let's listen as Scott Fransky and Kevin Stocker called it here on WIP. We'll play the radio version, then the TV version, then the New York version, because all three are notable for the confusion and for the reality that all the broadcasters thought that Whit Merrifield had gone around and it should have been a strike, but it resulted in a walk. And listen to this gift as the Phils got it.
Whit Merrifield at 3 balls and a strike. Diaz ready. He kicks the pitch. Swing and a miss. Could not lay off the slider, which was ball four. Oh, my goodness. They said he
did not go around. Did they appeal it?
They appealed it. And at first base, they said he did not go around. My goodness. And it's a ball four. As I thought the plate umpire said he went around. Morales was actually pointing to first.
I mean, he clearly went around.
Clearly a swing.
Wow.
James, how does his "oh my goodness" compare to your "oh my goodness" last week when you cursed?
No, nothing's.
Yours was more timid.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago?
We just played it on Drive of the Week last week.
Yeah.
James's was more sad.
Mine was more, despondent.
Am I going to get fired?
What just happened?
I just dropped an F-bomb on the air. Hopefully the button worked and it didn't make the air.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Fransky and Stocker. Let's listen to Tom McCarthy and Ben Davis. Obviously on the TV version, NBC Sports Philadelphia, very similar reaction.
3-1 pitch. He tried to hold up. He went around. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, wow. What a break for the Phils. The bases are loaded.
Wow.
Woo.
Did Witt sell this one?
He sure did. Drop the bat, take the batting gloves off, and take your walk up to first.
Just tremendous. And again, after that debacle in Game 2 versus the Knicks up there, you know, nice to get one up there that goes the Philadelphia way. Now, the reality is...
Oh, and then we got very fortunate, too, right after that, when Alec Bohm gets hit on the fingers by a 98-mile-per-hour fastball, that he was able to stay in the game. Like, I was really worried.
Seemingly
initially.
Not injured, yeah.
Yeah, seemed like he's okay.
All right, so, you know, beautiful on all fronts here, except, well, if you're a Mets fan, you're like...
It is driving me crazy.
Too bad. Too bad, you stinking Mets fans, because let's go inside how it sounded in the Mets broadcast. Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez, they couldn't believe it.
3-1. And a half swing. It's a call strike on a slider. No, they say he didn't swing.
Wow.
And it was not a strike. And that's ball four.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding me.
The ball was outside.
But he swung.
I understand that.
First base umpire Ryan Addison said no swing. And Carlos Mendoza is beside himself. And now the bases are loaded for Alec Bohm.
James, why does it bring us such joy when it happens to a New York sports team?
It's the best, man.
Right?
It's the best. I just, even if it wasn't Phillies Mets, like I get extra joy out of it because of Phillies. But if I were just watching, you know, Mets Rockies and that happened, I would get joy out of it.
And look, this doesn't make up for the ridiculous game two at the end, Sixers Knicks. But I'll take it. Like, We needed one of these, you know? We needed one. But, look, obviously the people in New York are not happy, and rightfully so. It was a ridiculous call. As John alluded to, the Phillies then tied it up. Alec Bohm got hit by a pitch, and the Phillies won the game in the bottom of the 10th. Or, well, won in the bottom of the 10th, but took the lead in the top of the 10th. All right, let's go to the phones. So everything there. Also, the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, you know, we had a poll result in the midday show yesterday here on WIP. The question was, do you expect Jalen Hurts to play like a top-five quarterback under Kellen Moore? And 81% of people said yes. I would not have said yes to that. I'm not saying he can't. It's not an impossibility at all. He certainly could get there. Certainly could get there. If I had to say, do I think he will, I would say no. I mean, it's a tough standard. I mean, top five is really elite. He was for one season in his career. Otherwise, he has not been. And last year was a hell of a backslide. It really was. Not to mention, there are some quarterbacks really coming on in pro football. You know, I think when Jalen, you know, kind of grabbed it there with Mahomes for a year, it was like a little easier to get in there. You know, you had a pass into the torch. Brady was not Brady. Breeze was not Breeze. I mean, Russell Wilson wasn't Russell Wilson. You know, Roethlisberger wasn't Roethlisberger. It was kind of just like Mahomes. And I mean, I guess maybe you had Aaron Rodgers that year. I don't quite remember, but it was, the door was open.
And Burrow, he just went to the Super Bowl the year before.
You really underestimate how much easier it'll be for Jalen when Saquon is standing next to him in the backfield.
How many times?
And vice versa.
How many times is Saquon going to catch the ball?
A lot.
How many?
I don't know.
Let's say he plays
six a game, maybe five.
Wow,
a game?
I do not think there's any chance that they'd be, set the Eagles' record.
All right, so 6 times 17 is what?
Not quite, but
what
it'd be a lot.
Westbrook
be in the close to 100, right? In the 90s.
108.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And close to setting the Eagles' record was what I said.
I will tell you, I think he'll be under 70, and that'll be disappointing.
I was thinking like 50.
And that'll be disappointing.
Come on.
I need the quarterback to be able to get to the progression.
I caught 45 in a season.
Look.
He'll catch.
John, Rich Gannon. 90
balls.
Rich Gannon and Donovan found the running back.
Brian
Westbrook. Jalen doesn't.
How many balls a year did Brian Westbrook catch?
Well,
peak Brian Westbrook.
70 to 90.
That's
this guy
the
has.
Kind of thing you can.
Well, there is some
Saquon.
Of that. He does have better receivers.
AJ,
I'll give him that.
And Devontae, and you have Dallas.
He had 41 catches last year, 57 the year before, 41.
Well, hold on,
six.
You're talking Saquon?
Saquon.
He was also injured.
I know.
For some time.
He played 16 games. He had 57 catches.
Well, hold
last
on.
Year,
he
14.
Had,
it's a bad team. I'm just pointing out that like 108 is like way higher than that.
But can we agree Jalen Hurts supposed to be better than freaking, what was that guy's name? DiNucci? What was that guy's name?
Yeah, but the bad quarterbacks throw to running backs more.
Who was Tommy that? DeVito?
DeVito.
Bad quarterbacks throw to running backs more usually.
Well, all right. Let's go to the phones. Where do you stand on the Eagles, the Phillies with the win last night? Adam and Pensauken. Good morning, Adam.
All right, John Rishi, John Locke, how we doing today?
I'll take it. I like it.
You will, yeah.
John Locke, legend that he was.
Hey, Joe, I would have pegged you more as a Montesquieu guy, but that's all right.
Dude, let me tell you something. Montesquieu, very underrated. Three branches of government. John, do you know that?
Yeah.
Montesquieu.
It's super boring.
Three branches of government. No.
That was the stuff that was not interesting
that's
at all to me.
That's how you avoid a dictator. I'm just saying. All right, go ahead, Adam.
Just to answer your questions, do I think Jalen Hurts will be a top five quarterback? He freaking better be. And do I think the Phillies are going to break their record? I think they very well can. It must be bad timing, and it's no fault of you guys, but I feel like every time I get in my car to drive to work, and I only have like a 10-15-minute drive to the office, but it's always in the middle of this polarizing Eagles talk. And I get it. It's sports radio. It's Philadelphia. But it's the same thing every day. But, again, it's sports radio. But
well, we're waiting, obviously, for them to play. And I'll say this, Adam. Usually, it's going to be ironic because a lot of times we'll debate and discuss a lot of players. But I think the Hurts one, this one could really go in a lot of directions. I mean, he could be the dude for the next 10 years for the Philadelphia Eagles. He really could be. Or he could be like two more years and done here. I mean, it's in his hands. And for all the talk, and I agree with John, he got bad coaching last year. I agree with that. But for all the talk about the coaching, this is primarily going to come down to him. Him. Like, he has to find it to get to the third and fourth read. He has to not escape the pocket needlessly. He has to step up when someone's coming around the edge, and the safest place is for him to go forward toward the center, toward the guard, step up, keep his eyes down the field, and deliver the ball. That's on him, man. That is on him.
And you're absolutely right. You didn't say anything wrong there. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that, man, I was really heartbroken over these Eagles and the way that they finished. And I don't know. These Phillies are so good. I want to focus more on them. And, again, it's not your guys' fault.
No, I got you. Listen, well, Adam, we're taking calls on both topics, and I hear you. Adam, give me a great answer. Who or what always attached together?
I'm going to give you my answer, but I just wanted to make one quick little point. A couple buddies of mine were at the Morgan Wallen concert over the weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of Eagles chants broke out. I think the Phillies need a chant or something to change that because that was at Citizens Bank Park. And I don't know. That's the Phillies song.
P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S. Phillies. It don't work.
Didn't you find it lame that Morgan Wallen, who I believe is a Braves fan, wore a Phillies city connect
jersey?
Well,
if he's a Braves fan, lame, and I've never heard of this human, so I don't even know who he is.
He's a pretty well-known country. Yeah,
all right, Adam, who or what always together for Stones tickets?
Yep. I know we don't usually go the biblical route, but whatever. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Well, those Adams and Eve. Mm. I mean, Christmas Eve.
You know, yeah, I mean, any.
Adam, like, Apple.
Well, yeah, but for the
you do that with any of the Tom and Jerry, you know.
Well, wait a minute, I thought Satan got in there. And then he slunk in there, and there's something about an apple. I mean, I also got an apple, and I also got Satan. Yeah, I don't know about that. Adam and Eve together, but not exclusive. I mean, matter of fact, Satan made them not exclusive.
You're right.
So,
that snake want my squeezed rib back. In there.
Yes, yeah, a snake
slithered in.
I don't need that
picture.
Guy. All right, two NFL stories yesterday that were notable. We haven't addressed yet today, so let's tackle both of these. First, Jared Goff, John Ritchie. Jared Goff, Detroit Lions, 4 years, $212 million. Here's the big number that surprised me. $170 million guaranteed for Jared Goff, who I give him credit. He advanced last year. He became better than I ever thought he would reemerge as. But, John, is he that? Holy mackerel.
They believe that he is. I can't believe that they believe that he is.
It's going to hurt them.
Look, their belief in this guy is clearly they put their money where their mouth was. I would not do that, but they trust him, and he is certainly – he's been a big part of this whole new Detroit Lions.
Good for him, all that stuff. I mean, you guys know my theory, and I said it yesterday about the Knicks, and it applies to a lot of players in sports. It's all good and well when you're not making that much and you exceed expectations. That's Josh Hart. That's Dante DiVincenzo, OG Anunoby. But you start giving guys like that max contracts. You start giving Jared Goff $212 million with $170 guaranteed. The landscape changes. The conversation changes. The expectations change. And the responsibility changes. We'll say.
I don't think he can hold up his end of the bargain.
I don't
that
either.
Responsibility, because now he's not going to be able to have as good a player yeah. surrounding him, and I don't think Jared Goff can carry a group like that.
Like
Patrick Mahomes, yes, he can carry.
Clearly.
Jalen Hurts, when coached properly, and the offense is catered to his strengths properly.
We shall say.
He can carry those around.
All right, one other NFL story yesterday, and this one bears watching for future years, and I think it's a really good thing for NFL refs because I think they're about to be paid more money. But this was interesting. If you missed it, John Perry, who had been a rules analyst for ESPN, left ESPN yesterday for an former NFL referee for an unnamed NFL team. So there's a team that hired this guy, and they're going to make him like their own personal refereeing guru. He could be the dude in the booth that decides whether to challenge it or not, you know, tells the coach, challenge, challenge, throw the flag. Like, he could be that guy. He could be the guy that reviews game film and sends film into the league office and say, you got this call wrong, you got this call wrong. He can do anything you want, right? He can freaking referee practices if you want. He can do anything you want to do. So here's what's interesting. We knew before that the NFL was losing refs, actual refs, to the booth. But there's only so many of them. You got Fox, you got ESPN, you got CBS. There's only so many networks. But now the NFL could lose actual game referees to teams. And they might have to start paying the referees more money, John, because and put them under contract for 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know how the contracts work. But, I mean, you know, listen, first of all, maybe the Eagles were the team that hired this dude. Who knows?
Now, it wound up being the Bills.
Oh, it is the Bills?
But yeah. I thought it was – I think it's brilliant. I mean, if you can get that stuff to the coaches quicker and they can recognize it and tell you what to do, I was surprised it wasn't the Eagles. I expected it to be the
Eagles. It's the kind of thing they're normally on the cutting edge, you know, floor with. But anyway, just keep your eye on that because – and look, nothing matters more than the NFL having the right referees. And you don't want the good ones to get hired by all the teams.
The good ones already stink anyway.
That's right, James. Good so point. True. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, Ed.
So, I like I said before, I'm really curious to see how Jalen will do under Kellen Moore's leadership.
Yep.
I am, you know, the story has seemed to have been more about his leadership abilities. I'm concerned about that to some extent, but, you know, to your point, Joe, about stepping up in the pocket, keeping the ball secure, held high like Peyton Manning used to do and not down at your waist where Nick Bolton can swipe at it and run back for a touchdown. Like, that's what I'm most concerned about are his fundamentals, which, you know, I just have to believe that Kellen will coach him up better than he has been in the past, but I'm frankly less concerned about his leadership.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm less concerned about his leadership. I'll say this. I'm less concerned about his leadership, too. But I will be interested, Ed, if this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to say it because, you know, who talks about when they win, but in a negative way. But I'm going to put this out there. If they're 5-1 this year, is he going to be dour about it again? Like, that was a little bit much last year. And I know there's something to be said for always striving to be better. And that is really admirable. Jordan did it. Kobe did it. Like, yeah, you're great and be better. Cool. All good. But don't put a cloud on the team where 5-1 feels like 3-3. And I thought John way too well. And this is a different form of leadership. This isn't like leadership direct one-on-one player to player. This is just the tempo you set in the locker room.
They had a problem with it. They had a problem with it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Told eventually that, you know, they asked him to be a little more open and, you know, at the Pro Bowl, Eagles had encouraged him, hey, go interact and be, you know, the social butterfly, bounce around with the players from the other teams. It was way back at the beginning of the season, I can remember talking to Nick Sirianni
on our show. You asked him.
Yeah, asking him, like, does Jalen have fun?
Yep, I remember.
Why does it seem like it's so dour? It didn't seem like it was a problem then. I think it's probably they were recognizing – maybe this could become a problem. Clearly, it became something that they want him to handle differently.
And Jalen is Sirianni, man. I mean, I know a lot of coaches and quarterbacks have had different personalities through the years, but they are, like, personality-wise, about as different as you could be.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be a really good thing. You know, they're going to challenge each other, and they don't have to be two peas in a pod.
All right, Ed,
work
give me,
well in this relationship.
Ed, give me a big answer. This is for Rolling Stones tickets today. Who or what are attached together?
How about Hall and Oates?
Absolutely.
Oh.
As we know them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Answer.
They don't particularly care for each other, but they're connected.
Yeah, they are connected. I mean, obviously, there's parts of their lives we don't know. But, yeah, I think that's
with any answer.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm sure, like, Laurel and Hardy didn't spend all their seconds together, you know?
Yep.
Can you imagine John Oates by himself?
Like, either. I can't imagine either one as, like, a solo act.
I can imagine Daryl Hall.
More, but he's never done it, or at least not pop.
Yeah, not
that
I know of, but
I don't
John
know much
Oates,
about. I don't know much.
I mean,
about
little John Oates up there with like the curls and the big old bass.
I
don't think I'd go see him.
Well,
just stand like little John Oates.
Where are they from here?
Oh. I want to say Bucks County, maybe. I mean, I know they met at Temple.
That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, that's something to be proud of.
That's amazing. They've put great music out there. I mean, in a library of
They really have. There's no doubt. Let's go to Derek right now in Trenton. Hi, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, Derek.
Hey, by the way, John Oates is in Newton, New Jersey next week.
Just John Oates?
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's funny, Derek. You know, I felt kind of bad being so disparaging of just John Oates.
Well, you keep calling him Little John Oates.
I know.
Oates,
so
that's not helpful.
Well, it's wrong. Right. It is wrong. But he's smaller than Daryl.
And he's not so little anymore, so.
Yeah, no. He's normal-sized and very, very good at music, clearly.
Yeah, he's all right, I guess. All right, well, anyway. As far as the Phillies go, I mean, they are on fire. I hate to, you know, bring up the 93 Phillies, but they remind me of them. They could just, like, pull runs out of thin air. And, you know, I've been playing the single-game parlays. I've been picking the over and picking two or three guys to hit. And every night it's popping. It is insane. I mean, I worry about the middle of the summer when things slow down. Hopefully they keep the pace up.
You know, Derek, with this pitching, I wouldn't worry much, man. I mean, listen, if you want to worry about whether they're going to win the division, go for it. I'm not worried about that. I'm curious to see how it'll play out. To me, I have zero worry about whether they'll make the playoffs. Zero. I mean, I guess if six different guys get injured, they could miss the playoffs. But, like, the Phillies are totally, totally going to make the playoffs.
Sure, sure, sure. I mean, I'd like them, you know, I'd like them to beat that 102. I think 102 is their most wins ever. I'd like to see that broken.
Me too, Derek. And it is achievable, certainly. And they're probably going to have the cushion to, you know, en route to doing it.
Yeah, I mean, they still got to win it all. But, I mean, I can see
how
they're better than the LA team, you know, if they can bring one home.
Look, I don't want to get ahead, like, so far ahead. They've looked so amazing. Like, it is – we should still appreciate each game. We should still take the time to appreciate each win. Things like last night where, you know, Garrett Stubbs is bunting a guy home. That was some small ball that we can be proud of and excited about. Like, I want to enjoy this as much as possible en route to 102-plus games.
You should enjoy it.
Because this is baseball like I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's a different level. All right, Derek, give me a big-time answer. Who or what always attached together?
Okay, I'm thinking Laverne and Shirley.
Well, you do have Squiggy. They would date a little bit. The other guy, what was the other guy?
Lenny, right?
Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
who
it's
dated
good.
Who?
That's a good answer.
I think it's a good answer. I don't think about anyone else. I think of Laverne. I think of Shirley. Yeah. I think you're being nitpicky here.
So I think in the last season, wasn't nitpicky. Laverne in it but not Shirley?
Bro, I have no idea.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
No idea.
All right. Well,
I've maybe seen one episode of Laverne and
Fair
Shirley
enough.
In years.
What a great song.
can you crank
that song up? I mean, like, there's a couple songs that just like, all right, Different Strokes.
What is it that they're saying? Is it Schlavil, Schlavazel, Hassenpfeffer,
Schlamiel, Schlamazel?
What does that mean?
The Schlamiel and the Schlamazel, it's a Yiddish thing.
Yep.
So it's essentially like, it's a way of kind of, like kind of an oaf. One of them is kind of like an oaf or a goof, and the other one is, it's hard to explain, but it's basically, it's a kind of a, not derision, but kind of like a, you know, positive derision in a way. Like you're like endearing derision.
Alrighty.
There you go.
All right. So instead of you giving us an explanation, I may just crank up the song.
I gotta find it. You're talking to me.
I understand. Well, stop talking and freaking find the song. John, listen, that one, I think the Jeffersons, there's some songs that just, it just make you happy.
The Jeffersons is way up there. Jeffersons probably tops the list.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
Oh. So good.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. With any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
You know, I hate to be this guy.
Different Strokes also.
Oh, Different Strokes.
Incredible theme song written by Alan Thicke.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Different Strokes was written by Alan Thicke?
Yes. Robin Thicke's father, Alan Thicke, the guy who was the dad on Growing Pains.
Married to Maggie Seaver.
That's
right.
Michael Seaver, Kirk Cameron's show dad. He
brother of Candace Cameron.
And sang the Different Strokes theme song.
That's amazing. So here's the thing. I think the 25 and under crew, and I don't want to be the old guy that's like, you don't know what it was like in our day. They have no clue how big a part of society the intro song was to a television show. I mean, it was a factor. And now you just, like, I don't know.
Now it's a blip.
Just
now
show starts.
I don't know.
You get like one credit and here's the show. They're right.
Yeah, but at like Sopranos had a great
Yeah, but that was 20
song.
Years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That's just a long time ago. I mean, it's like it's. Anyway, I mean, Cheers, obviously, there were a lot of great ones. All right, speaking of great, obviously, Jalen Hurts was beyond great. He was completely exceptional 2 years ago, and then last year a lot less so, particularly as the year went on. So I have in front of me a quarterback ranking from last year, and it'll be interesting in the coming weeks because you'll hear a lot of people, both locally and nationally, start putting together their QB rankings. So looking at last year's where he was ranked third, according – I don't even know who put this together, but this was one that Wechter had found, where Jalen Hurts, it went Mahomes, Burrow – Hurts, Josh Allen.
Pretty sure it wasn't Chris Sims.
Yeah, probably not. All right, so Hurts at three. Now, here's the deal. I have, as of right now, only three guys definitively above Jalen. I mean, definitively. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen. And yes, that means I do not put Lamar Jackson definitively above him. I know some people would. I don't. I got Mahomes.
Yeah. I think
too inconsistent in the playoffs. Win a freaking playoff game that matters. Do something in the playoffs. Like, all right.
I love Burrow. He has been hurt two of the last 3 years
I know
or whatever it is, too.
But so I feel confident.
Love Joe Burrow. I'm just saying. And they're saying his shoulder injury is a bap. Like, apparently it's only going to heal like 80% and stuff.
Well, obviously, if he becomes a diminished player, that's a different
thing. It's your whole argument with the injuries and the hits and stuff. I'm just saying you got to apply that to
Josh
other
Allen
players.
Has been a really,
up and
problematic
down.
Proposition
I
since
know.
Brian Daboll
no
left.
No question. But he got it together as the year went on.
He was good last year.
All incredibly talented and a great argument could be made for any of them above Jalen.
All right. Here's what I got. I got nine dudes who I think, you know, if you take this to a national level or local level, but especially national. I mean, let's not be homers here. Take it to a national level and say this guy or Hurts. This guy or Hurts. All right, John, give me your honest opinion. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson or Hurts?
I like Jalen more because, as I said, I think he gives you better better throwing, more accuracy, better, you know, that side of things.
He's way better at that.
I love the complete package. Yeah. I think Lamar gives you better running.
Clearly.
I think Jalen gives you better total running, throwing, running and
To Lamar's credit, he did improve as a passer last year, and he did stay healthy.
He won the
MVP.
Did,
and that's Todd
he's a
Monken.
Two-time MVP.
Yeah,
Seltzer,
he just won. I
James,
mean,
Lamar
that's a good
or Hurts?
Offensive
like, I'm a Hurts guy,
a
and
better.
I believe in Hurts more for the future, and I think Hurts has a higher ceiling, but I think Lamar is going to be in front of him on every single list, without a doubt. 100%.
Rhea, Lamar or Hurts?
I'm a bigger Lamar Jackson fan than most people. That's a real close one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of what I saw of Lamar last year and Hurts, I'd put Lamar in front of him.
All right, James, you get first crack at the next one. Aaron Rodgers or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
Rhea?
Jalen.
John? I'd go Aaron Rodgers.
He just tore his Achilles.
I mean, he comes back healthy.
40.
If he comes
but
back
again,
healthy.
Again, when we're talking about making these lists, you have to take your opinion and put all these things
into
the
soup. I haven't seen him play since.
And mix it all together and come out with a list.
Aaron Rodgers is normal Aaron Rodgers. He's the best quarterback in the
but
league.
But he's 40 he's like, coming off best, an Achilles okay? tear. Why would he be normally
he's
Aaron Rodgers?
We'll find out. We'll find Patrick out. Mahomes for the number one spot if Aaron Rodgers can do it physically. So he's going to be ahead of Chiefs.
He's making his debut on Monday Night Football. They just announced it. The next one, it's the Jets are at the 49ers on the September 9th.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
That's a good game. That's going to be a fun game to watch. All right, next one. Speaking of the Niners, man, is this one going to be fascinating on the national level? Hurts or Brock Purdy?
Oh.
I mean, like, what, is it a slam dunk?
I do feel
Yeah, I think
Brock
it's a slam
Purdy
dunk. It's Hurts.
Oh, I
don't, do, personally.
I don't know
I know
about
you
that.
Don't. I know you don't, but
Brock
I would disagree.
Brock Purdy's clearly the guy who lets the offense work for him. And Jalen, the talent is, you know, on Jalen's
You know, Tom
side.
Brady let the offense work for him. It was never about the spectacular play. It was just move the ball down the field.
Brock Purdy is a good quarterback, a really good quarterback, and because he lets the offense work so well, because he can get through his reads so fast. That part he's exceptional at. I still think Jalen is significant.
All right, Rhea, Purdy or Hurts?
Hurts, no question.
All right, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts.
Hurts.
Wow.
John?
Look at the numbers from last year. If we're going on current events, it's really hard to pick Jalen. I'm going to pick Jalen. I think Jalen with Dak's former offensive coordinator teaching him the way of the world this year, I think he's going to be
all
a
right,
lot better.
John, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts.
The talent is immense. The mistakes are constant. I'll take Jalen. I love Justin Herbert's top end, but
and James, you're negative on Justin
Herbert's
Herbert?
Might be on my top 10. Like I, dude, I'm again,
enough,
win,
right?
Win something.
Win something.
You played in one playoff game and you had the worst collapse in the history of football. Yeah, I'm out on you, buddy.
No, I get it. I get it. All right. Here's one where last year I didn't think it was even close entering the season. And then with better talent, this guy looked tremendous. Tua or Jalen Hurts?
Tua stinks.
Does he?
I'm not.
I think Tua is more in like closer to 20 than 10.
You think it's more about the receivers?
Mm-hmm.
Rhea, Tua or Hurts?
Whenever they played, I think a winning team or a good team last year, I think they got lit up. So, yeah, I'm Hurts.
John?
Yeah, I'd rather have Jalen. I think he gives you more upside.
All right, I got three
come
more.
Come on, look at the wideouts he's got. Both have exceptional.
But let's not
targets.
Act like Jalen doesn't have some unbelievable.
He's good offensive
both
coaching
have
now.
Exceptional yeah. targets, but the speed is just a next level.
Right, I take John, the head coach down there.
Yeah, McDaniels.
All right, John, the next dude. You have long rated this guy above the rest of us. So let's see where you got him related to Hurts. Stafford or Hurts? Hmm. I mean, you've always loved Stafford.
It's rare how good he is at throwing a football. And now he's got that library in his brain. He's got so much. I like the old guys. I got to go Stafford over Jalen Hurts.
Okay, I got two final names here.
The end, Aaron.
They're both on the young side. C.J. Stroud.
Him and
I take Stroud.
I think I would actually take Stroud.
Stroud.
Right? I would take Stroud. Dude, I'm fully in on Stroud.
I mean, I haven't seen him much, but when I've seen him, he's pretty freaking good.
Also, just
man.
When all you right. see him talk, when you see it like that, did you see the thing with him and Micah where the killer thing where it's like, oh, you ain't never been on a field with a killer? And CJ Stroud's like, you're sitting on a couch with one. Like,
so this guy's wired. Right.
He's wired right, man. I'm
he's
all in on Stroud.
Such a great talker when you see him interviewed. There is complete confidence in the way he speaks. I love it.
Well, that's what I love about Anthony Edwards. And I know they lost two in a row with Minnesota, but I like the way that dude's wired, the Timberwolves.
Sure. Star. I agree with you. And then this year, C.J. Stroud, he's going to see the book thrown at him, just like in Jalen's second year after a lot
Which
of
is
success.
Totally true.
He's going to see a
That's
lot.
That's right.
Lot
Same thing with Jordan Love, a lot of these
way.
Guys.
That's right.
We'll see how people talk about C.J. this season.
Yeah, that's fair.
I still will take Jalen for all intents and purposes
all right,
moving forward.
Final name. Let's end where the season starts. Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. Who last year until, you know, December, wouldn't even been a consideration. But then Jordan Love finished really strong. Jalen Hurts finished really bad. Seltzer, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts.
I'll go Hurts, but I like Love. I just need to see what he does this year. Because it's the same thing with Hurts, where I need to see if he what his counterpunch is. Because they're going
to
scheme for
I mean,
him.
Candidly, I need to watch
they're
him
They're
going to
be, like,
more.
Right next to each other on my list, probably. But I would have Hurts one spot ahead.
I got to see the dude more. Rhea, Hurts
well,
or Love?
Well, no after that first game. I like him a lot, but I'll still take Hurts.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't think I'm missing anyone else. The only other person, theoretically, I mean, the guy's totally got to reestablish, and he's like 3 years away from it. in the past now is the freaking Deshaun guy. But he has stunk two years in a row.
No.
He's brutal. Yeah. Kirk Cousins, obviously, it would be a no. I mean, John Goff, I mean, the Lions are paying him like he's of that. You ready? I'm going to use the word of that ilk.
Wow.
Other than that, it's nothing, man. You know, the Geno Smith,
Goff
Daniel
is
Jones.
More like an inspirational figure for the city. Like, that's part of what this is.
I think he also is an example of if guys get time and get opportunities to play a lot, like, you become a much better quarterback. You see everything. Like, oh, Tom Brady's seen everything. Yeah, because he's played so much and he's seen everything you throw at him.
I
think Jared Goff is just much better than he used to be now.
And you got a really good offensive coordinator who can maximize Jared Goff. Yeah.
But I'll say this, James, on the flip side of what you said, I don't think most quarterbacks get that much better around year 7 or 8. I give him a lot of credit, man. I mean,
a lot of quarterbacks don't get it as long as Goff got, you know?
No, right. I agree with that.
A lot of quarterbacks aren't the first pick.
Yeah.
The Ben Johnson thing. Ben Johnson, Detroit Lions, he got to Detroit in 2019. Ben Johnson has been able to maximize Jared Goff. And remember, Ben Johnson, instead of taking a head job or a bigger and better job,
wild,
stayed as the OC in Detroit because he wants to see it through.
I think he wanted a different gig.
He wanted a different gig.
Okay. He didn't want to go to Washington.
He was interviewing for Washington, and then he
with his new job.
He knows,
he knows bigger and better things will be out there when he sticks around.
Well, that's
and
what he's
really puts his
that's
stamp
what he's
on.
That's what he's hoping for.
Yeah,
that's what he's hoping for.
And I think he's gonna.
We'll see if it works.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.